Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Hey, I'm welcoming you out for a great show today. As a reminder, check out our website, MoneyRipples.com. And remember that this show is about you. And thank you for tuning in, because this show is about you being able to create financial freedom, cash flow for you today. And get your money working harder for you, so you don't have to work so stinking hard for that money. It's not about saving for the long haul. It's not about taking high risk to get crappy returns. This is all about you ensuring you have hope and that freedom for greater prosperity now. So thank you so much again for joining us today, because I'm excited for this show, because, you know, as I go around and I look at, you know, and I talk to different people and I see different people's situations, there's different ideas that get sparked. And one that got sparked for me that I think was just absolutely revolutionary for me in the beginning when I first started was this example of arbitrage. Now, you may or may not have heard this one before. If you're in the investor space long enough, arbitrage becomes a pretty common word. But for most people, including me as a financial advisor, I had never heard this word until years later. The same year I quit being a financial advisor, this is when it came up. So arbitrage, all that means is essentially what you see the banks do for you. Is whenever you deposit money into the bank into savings, they'll pay you 0.0%, right? But then you'll see them turn around and they'll loan out money for 3, 4, 5+%. If it's credit card, even more, isn't it? And that's basically all arbitrage is. It's basically getting money at an interest rate and then turning around and making a higher interest rate off that same money. It's essentially leveraging other people's money. And that's what banks have done all day long. I think it's fascinating when people say you should never get into debt. In fact, I had a client recently that even said that. He's like, Chris, I don't know if I'm comfortable getting more debt, because he was talking about buying properties, buying assets, right? But he's like, he wasn't comfortable about financing it with the bank. He's like, I'm not sure if I'm comfortable about getting more debt. And I had to remind him, I said, listen, everything else that you've invested in so far, you know, he's done some other alternative investments, right? He's already been introduced to this world. I'm like, every other investment you're already doing is actually financing somebody else. You're actually helping them create arbitrage. You're financing debt. You're actually already investing in debt. This is the one thing that's actually in equity. And he finally just said, all right, Chris, you just gave me the verbal slap across the face. I got it. You know, arbitrage is really all it is saying, hey, how do I get money to make more money for me? And so, like I said, banks do it because they always borrow money from you. And I think it's funny when people are anti-debt, because banks are all about debt. If you look at their numbers, you can go online like Yahoo Finance or whatever. You can look up companies that are publicly traded, especially banks. And you'll see that there's way more. They have a humongous like debt to equity ratio. Humongous. Like way more than it's supposed to be healthy for a company. But they do that because that's their business. They've known how to be wise stewards for the most part. Some haven't been. We knew that from the last crash, right, back in 2008. But for the most part, they know how to be wise stewards. They know how to leverage it and make more with it. That's why they pay you nothing on that money. That's why you never hear a bank call you up and say, you know what, madam, you've been amazing saver for so many years. You've done a great job. But you know what? We just hate being in debt to other people. So please take your money back. We can't handle it. I mean, the stress, we can't sleep at night knowing that we're in debt to somebody else and the interest we pay you. I mean, do you know how much that is over your lifetime? I mean, that $100,000 is going to turn to like $102,000 in a couple years. So again, I'm just playing, right? But you never see a bank call you up and say, take your money back. We don't want it. We want to be debt free, right? Well, why should you? What's freaking you out so bad? I'll tell you what's freaking you out. I'm just going to hit right at it. Is that you've been trained by banks. You know, there's going to be an episode you're going to hear called The Lesson of the Fly. And it's going to make a lot of sense. But you've basically been trained by other banks, other financial people. All these financial experts out there understand that every financial advisor, every financial expert, every financial institution, including banks and mutual fund companies and everybody, they are selling you a bill of goods that's based on their self-interest. They're selling you what they want you to do. Why did they tell you to put money in with every paycheck? Because then they can leverage your money. Why do they say put in as much as possible? Is that for your financial freedom? No, it's for theirs. It's because they get paid off it. They want you to keep it in there forever. It's not because of the miracle of compound interest. It's because of the miracle of compound fees that they charge you over those years. It's the miracle of that. And then they tell you to live on the interest only or less than the interest. That's why financial advisors say only pull out 2 or 3% of the total money. Why are they telling you all of this? So they can keep your money leveraged forever. And then they have like things like stretch IRAs, which say, hey, if you die with an IRA, no problem. We'll pass it on to your heirs and they'll stretch onto them and they can keep the IRA benefits too. So they'll never touch it, right? This is the crap they're teaching you to say, hey, how can we leverage your money for not just decades, but in some cases, multiple decades, hundreds of years, right? I mean, that's what they're trying to do. You've been sold this crap forever. Every financial education thing that's out there, really. I mean, okay, granted, not like Robert Kiyosaki. I'm not talking about Rich Dad Poor Dad. I'm not talking about myself necessarily, right? But I mean, almost every type of mainstream financial education you find out there, it all comes down to some financial institution telling you what's in their best interest, not yours. If debt were so evil, why do banks have so much of it? Why are they encouraging you to get out of debt? Well, I'll tell you why. Because they're saying, hey, pay off that debt as fast as possible so we get more cash coming in our pocket right now. Because when you pay more principal, that just gives them more leverage. This is where like fractional reserve banking comes in, right? Where they can loan out 10 times the amount of money you give them. Unless it's Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, they can loan out 100 times, right? So that's the difference, is that you've been taught forever that arbitrage, like what they're doing, the very rules that they're playing by is bad. You shouldn't even consider it. It should not even be on your radar. So you just taught the accumulation method. Let the money sit there and grow super long and slow forever. And hopefully someday you'll have something, right? That's really what it is. Arbitrage is different. Arbitrage says, hey, how can I use other people's money to make money for me? Now, you are not a bank. I get that. So how can you become more like the bank? Let's talk about that. All right, first, the first thing you can do, of course, is you could borrow money from other people, right? You can actually be the one that's going out borrowing money from other people. Now, what's an example of that? Well, for example, I mean, this is very simple. You could say, hey, listen, I know I'll make 12% a year on this money, right? Let's just say that's what you make. You know you make 12%. You might say to somebody, you know what? You don't expect much from the stock market because, you know, especially if somebody's getting older, they hope and pray for 3 or 4%. They think that's pretty cool, right? Some people are just keeping their money in CDs right now, making maybe 2 or 3%. And so you're saying, hey, you know what? Tell you what, I'll give you a guarantee 6%. 6% a year. Now, let's just say that, you know, instead of, you know, your money, you say, okay, cool. I've got 100,000. I get 100,000 bucks from them. 6% that pays them $6,000 a year, but you're making 12%. That's 12,000 a year. You basically net profited 6,000 a year for free. Now here's a big, humongous warning that comes with this. Don't think that this is the first time this idea has been taught. People do this all the time, but there's also people that have manipulated this. I knew of a group that thought this idea was brilliant. It changed their life and how it was done, right? They just thought it was the coolest thing ever. So there, I remember like one group, they said, hey, you know, we're going to pay our preferred investors 5% a month. And so it's like, you know, they're 12 partners, right? Now that was totally legit, totally legal. And they were paying 5% a month and they knew they were leveraging and creating more than that. I know that's a lot. That's 60% a year, but they were doing it. Problem was then those people that were making 5% a month says, hey, we could become the bank. What if we borrow money from other people and we charge them 4% a month? So then they would, or not charge them, but they would pay them 4% a month. So they'd borrow money from other people. Like, hey, give us more money. We're the main investors with this one person. It was the main one person or group that was doing all this investing. And then they would borrow money from other people. and they would pay them 4%. Why? Because they'd still make a 1% spread. So for every $100,000 they got, they're still making, you know, $1,000 a month, right? Not just 1% total per year. This is 1% a month spread, right? Because they're paying 4% while getting paid 5%. So they're just saying, hey, cool. Every $100,000, we're making $1,000 of passive income every month. They thought it was brilliant. Well, guess what? Of course, those people knew what they were doing. So they said, hey, we can do the same thing. We'll pay those, we'll borrow money from people and we'll pay them 3% a month and so on. Can you see what could be an issue here? This is where it becomes like almost like a Ponzi scheme, doesn't it? It becomes like it essentially becomes like a real pyramid scheme. And that's what it was. They got shut down, needless to say, for that doing something like that. So I'm not talking about doing that, but hey, if you have people close to you, people you actually know, not just borrow money from random strangers, but people you actually know, friends or family, you're like, hey, maybe you're wanting to make this much. Think about it. Like, that's incredible money you can be making. By the way, this doesn't just work with like just investments. This works even with business. Maybe you know you can make X amount of dollars in your business. You know you can make X amount of cash flow with a certain amount of money, but you offer to pay them a certain amount. You say, hey, I'll pay you interest only, and or maybe I'll pay you principal and interest. You know, maybe I'll pay it more like a loan. Or it could be interest only with a balloon payment at the end. You know, so maybe you borrow $100,000 and you pay them interest only. Maybe you do pay them that 6% a year. You know, you pay them $6,000 a year, and then eventually after 3 or 5 years, whatever it is, you know, you pay them back that principal, and voila, they got their $100,000 back. Plus, they made some decent money. There's all kinds of ways you can play this, but that's just one simple way, just by using other people's money, right? You can do it other ways. You don't have to use your friends or family. You know, that could be nerve-wracking for a lot of people because that is responsibility and stewardship, right? The other thing you do is get a home equity line of credit or HELOC or any kind of line of credit for that matter. Heck, credit card even technically qualifies. Now, warning, you're not supposed to be using HELOCs to invest in things like the stock market. Banks do not loan money for stock markets. It's actually illegal to do that. They actually have you sign waivers. If you ever buy a mutual fund, they'll say, hey, please do not invest in the stock market. You're initialing that you're not doing that because banks don't even trust the stock market. So why should you? So anyways, they go and they do that. They say, okay, here's a HELOC. So maybe you get a home equity line of credit. And I've done this with lots of people. And so, you know, I've got somebody where they've said like, hey, I've got, you know, I got this extra $80,000 from this line of credit. Chris, what do I do with it? Okay, what's that $80,000 cost you? And let's just say it costs you $400 a month. Okay, cool. Well, can that $80,000, could you make, you know, $8,000 a year with that? That's 10%, right? Well, think about it. If it costs you $400 a month, that's $4,800 a year, but you make $8,000 a year, you've now just profited an extra $3,200 a year with nothing out of pocket. Just by taking the money that's in your home that earns 0% interest on the equity, and you turn around and you say, hey, let's make some money off this, right? That's a simple, easy way, but it totally works. I mean, now granted, you do have to pay the interest, but still you make profit, right? That's key. Let me give you a third example. This is one I've used before, but it's very much like the HELOC, but the difference between this HELOC, between a HELOC and this strategy is that unlike the HELOC where you just pay interest and you just hope to make enough from the investments, this one actually pays you interest and you make money in the investment. You make money in two places at once. What is that? That's the strategy I teach with using whole life insurance and how you use the infinite banking concept because you're still earning compound interest. They're paying you money. The insurance company pays you money for the money there, but then they give you a line of credit against your money. So they're charging you interest, but at the same time, they're also paying you interest. So now you're already getting somebody paying the interest for you. And then on top of that, then you make money too. And then boom, now you've just made money in two places at the same time. Again, arbitrage. By the way, this is why banks keep at least sometimes anywhere from 15 to 25+% of their liquid assets in life insurance. They actually buy life insurance on their own executives and anybody else they can so they can leverage the cash value and start storing money there and making money off that. And so they're leveraging it that way. So guys, there's all kinds of ways you can create arbitrage. But the key is that obviously that if you're going to be using other people's money, that you can create more with it than what you're given. Again, this is like the parable of the talents in the Bible, right? You know, the one servant was given five talents or five, you know, talents of money. The other was given two talents. The other one was given one. The one with one was in fear, did not want to leverage it, buried it, still paid his debt back because they were all three in debt, but he got cast out. The other two, however, got a reward. The one that had two went and made two more. He said, hey, you've been blessed. You took a stewardship of little and you made a lot. Come to my kingdom, you get everything. The person with five made five more. He got the same blessing, but he also got the one talent that the guy didn't do anything with because he said, hey, I entrust you with that because you're going to make it. And that's the key, guys, that it has to be something that's wise. You can't just be gambling with the money. You can't be going and doing all kinds of crazy gambling into currencies or whatever it might be. Just because you can make money with something doesn't mean you should, right? Again, I would stay away from speculative type stuff when you're trying to create arbitrage. But there are plenty of things out there. We've talked about different types of real estate investing, even like turnkey real estate where it's less risky and less time intensive. You know, we've talked about different types of funds. Some of them even have some guarantees and some backing to them that gives you a lot more guarantee than you might get even from the typical stock market. And so guys, there's lots of options. There's lots of ways to do this. But I want you to just sit with this and really let it fester of like, hey, listen, you know, if it's not even just my own money, could I be leveraging other people's money, whether it be the bank or other people? Can I leverage that to accelerate the returns I get? And especially if you can be a wise steward, especially if you can turn around and make good money with it, you might even be an active investor. Maybe you're out there going and fixing and flipping properties. I'm not saying that's the best strategy, but maybe that's a strategy that works for you. You might say, hey, why use my own money? I've got other people that would love to partake in those kind of returns. Either they can partner up with me or I can just, they can be my lender, right? They can lend me the money and I pay them a certain return. So many possibilities, guys. So anyways, I hope this sinks in. I hope you make a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll talk to you later. See ya.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.